Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lion.
Pansies and violas.
Good boy. Here, take this packet of poppy seeds and sow them in that pan.
That sure was a long rest.
Stop moaning. If you want to win a prize in the garden contest, you've got to plant everything now.
Very well. Number one, Chinese garden boy. Slow and plenty floppy seeds, my son.
Mr. Lyon, the painter just telephoned. His daddy's coming over to paint the rose trellis this afternoon.
Gosh, we haven't even put it up.
Then somebody had better get cracking. Now, who's going to do it?
The same person who does all the work around here.
Well, I'm sure Mother will make a good job of it.
I heard that, dear, and thank you. Ben, that orchid rose tree of yours is looking very sad.
Oh, honey, you don't know anything about flowers. It probably just needs a little water.
Well, I'll go and get some.
I suppose it's all right if my tongue is hanging out.
You're not a prize rose.
Just wait until you see that orchid rose tree in bloom. It's the most beautiful flower you've ever seen in your life.
For the price you paid, it ought to sing and dance.
Richard, what are you doing?
I'm sowing poppies.
Ben, did you tear them again?
Look at it, Mother. Daddy, do you realize you waited 3 whole years for that rose?
Well, believe me, it's worth it.
You know, the garden is beginning to look lovely.
Oh, that's because Mother Nature is putting new life into everything. Oh, spring is such a romantic time of year.
Yes, the birds are mating and the queen bees are laying their eggs.
You know, that raises a very interesting question.
What's that, son?
I wonder if the birds and bees ever tell their children about people.
Not.
Morning, old.
Oh, hi, Florrie.
Hello, Florrie. What a lovely red dress.
Yes, it's very nice, Florrie.
Oh, Ben, do you really think I look good in red?
Yes, but don't open your mouth. Someone's liable to post a letter.
Now, Ben, dear, with the high cost of living, why do you bother?
No. It's too nice a day to start that.
And it's too hot.
Yes. What do you say we go in the shade of our lovely old oak tree, huh?
That's a wonderful idea.
Then come on, you beautiful hunk of stuff.
Oh, now, Ben. Stop tickling me, Ben. Stop it. Stop it.
Daddy, you better not let her boyfriend see you.
No. How is Mr. Smith?
Oh, he's just wonderful, the sweet little thing.
Oh, it does feel cool under these branches.
Oh, and it feels good to sit down for a change.
It's a beautiful old tree, isn't it?
You know, I wish I had a shilling for every time I laid under this tree and looked up at those leafy branches with the sky peeking through.
Why, Ben, you sloppy old thing.
Oh, come on. You feel just the same as we do.
I'll bet there isn't another tree in the neighborhood as nice as ours.
Richard, it's not all ours. Remember, half of it is in Aunt Florrie's garden.
Well, we agreed to share it, just like we did on Southwick Street.
Remember that nursery man who said it was too old to transplant?
Mm. Well, those fellows who moved it had a tough time to keep from breaking the root fibers.
But we couldn't have just left it behind. It's like one of the family.
It's a blood relative, all right, and I've got the splinters to prove it.
Richard, you remember the time I fell off that branch?
I'll never forget it. I was sitting underneath it reading a book when, wham, Barbara landed on top of me.
And a fine lot of sympathy I got. Richard just looked up and said, I've heard of raining cats and dogs, but this is ridiculous.
Well, it wouldn't have happened if your father had built that treehouse he was always talking about.
Oh, I'll get around to it one of these days. You know, a treehouse is a lot of fun. My father built one in our back garden.
No kidding.
When I was a boy, I practically lived in that tree.
When you were a boy, everybody lived in trees.
Well, bless your little overhanging balcony.
Remember the time your budgerigar got lost and you found him in this tree?
Yes, that was a near disaster. I was so anxious to catch him, I fell off the ladder.
Hey, And you and the budgie flew down together.
No flying. I landed with a wallop.
And the next day, the papers reported an earthquake.
Just for that, you can go back to work.
Oh, seriously. This old oak tree holds a lot of happy memories.
And I'd like to the memory of you putting up that trellis.
Later, Aggie. Maybe this afternoon.
I'm surprised you haven't asked Barbara and me to do it.
Well, thanks, girls. You'll find the tools in the garage.
Barbara, how do you expect me to hammer this nail in the trellis if you keep shaking the ladder?
Mother, since you're doing the hammering, wouldn't it be better if you held the nail?
Now, don't be silly. I've got to hold onto the ladder with one hand, don't I?
But we're up so high.
Well, honestly, I don't know why you're so jumpy.
Well, for one thing, I don't like the way you're handling that hammer.
Well, then don't look. Close your eyes like I do.
Now she tells me.
Oh, girls, girls, I brought you some lemonade.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. We'll be right down.
Yes, just what we need. This is really thirsty work.
Hey, you two look worn out. Don't you think you better let someone else finish the trellis?
What would you do if we said yes?
Well, Richard isn't doing anything.
Oh, yes, he is. He's pruning the roses.
Well, be very careful with my prize rose tree.
Oh, boy, that lemonade looks good.
Mm, thanks, dear.
You're welcome. Look, girls, if you don't mind my saying so, that trellis looks just a little bit crooked.
I know. There seems to be something wrong with my aim. I'm afraid I did not get many nails.
Oh, yes, you did. You hit three.
Then what are you so mad about?
They were my fingernails.
Well, Pop, Pop, come here a minute, will you?
What is it, son?
This orchid rose tree of yours is dead.
Oh, no, it can't be.
Well, it is, Pop. Look, the leaves are brittle, and the stem is bone dry.
What's the matter?
My orchid rose is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
I wonder what killed it.
There's no mystery about that. Look, the roots are halfway out of the ground.
You're right. Something must have dug it up. I'll bet it was that confounded cat of Flory's.
It wasn't a cat. You planted the rose on top of the tree root.
I did? Well, that tree root had no business being there. Richard, hand me that axe. I'm going to cut that vicious thing out.
Here you are, Pop.
Thanks.
Ben, that won't bring your rose back.
I don't care. It's retribution.
Wait a minute. The axe head is...
We'll be quiet, son. I'm going to get rid of this murdering root with one fell swoop.
Now, Ben, calm down. Your neck's turning red.
Calm down, she says. Have you seen what's happened to my greenhouse?
What's going on?
The axe flew off the handle, and Pop's about to do the same.
You're darn right I am. It's a fine thing when a stupid tree ruins my garden.
Now, don't carry on like that. I'll go and clear away the broken glass.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, dear.
Ben, I brought my camera over. I thought we'd take a few snapshots of all of us under our tree.
It's no tree of mine.
What's the joke?
He's mad because a tree root killed his rose bush.
And wrecked my greenhouse.
I see. You made a botch of things, so you have to blame it on something.
Now, look, Pop, the tree belongs to both of you. You said it this morning.
You mean she said it? She probably knew what was going to happen, the old witch.
Now, Ben, stop it. You hear me?
Phoebe, dear, I don't expect him to admit it. He has a habit of saying things he doesn't mean.
Are you insinuating that I'm two-faced?
Of course not. If you were, you wouldn't be wearing the face you've got.
Look, Flory, I've tried to be a gentleman.
Well, it's difficult to be something you're not.
All right, from now on, you and your tree can keep your big fat trunks off my property.
Ben, for heaven's sake, stop this before it goes too far. That lovely old tree has always been a beautiful link of friendship between Flory and you.
Yes, and sharing it has given you both so much in common.
The only thing Flory and I have in common is the fact that we both use the same aftershave lotion.
Ben Lyon, I've endured your insults for 11 years, but that last remark was too much. As far as I'm concerned, it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, pick up your hump and go home.
I'm going, and I shan't be back.
Ben, she meant it.
No such luck.
Well, Daddy's in a fine mood now. What happened?
He just found out how much it's going to cost to repair the greenhouse.
And Aunt Flory's boyfriend is on his way over.
to Mr. Smith. I'll answer it.
I hope he doesn't pick a fight with Pop.
Richard, a little man like that couldn't hurt Daddy. Why, he doesn't even come up to his chin.
No, but he might try.
Hello, all.
Oh, hello, Mr. Smith.
Laura's been telling me about that silly fight she had with Mr. Lyon.
Yes, they've been behaving like a couple of children.
Where's Aunt Florrie?
She took carrots for a walk, so I sneaked over. I thought perhaps we could think of some way to negotiate a truce.
That's what we've been trying to do all morning.
It was really my husband's fault. He's the one who should apologize.
The way I see it, they're both to blame, and they're both too stubborn. The trouble is, Flora's taking it very much to heart, and I can't stand seeing her suffer.
Well, neither can we. You know how much we love her. So does Ben. But he's just too darn obstinate to admit he's wrong. But we'll work on him.
Yes, we'll do our best to break him down.
Good. And I'll do the same with Flora. Well, I better get back before my sweet girl gets suspicious. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Poor little man. He looks so worried.
Oh, baby, who just went out the front door?
Mr. Smith, then he wants you and Florrie to forget your silly argument.
He wouldn't say it was silly if he could see how that horrible tree of hers has ruined my garden.
Oh, honestly, all this fuss over a few panes of glass and one little old rose tree. She didn't kill it, you know.
Look, Barbara, a rose tree doesn't deliberately drop dead. Furthermore, that old oak is a nuisance. Every year we have acorns all over the lawn. It takes hours to rake them up.
Well, Ma's not complaining.
That's beside the point. And another thing. Why do we get more acorns on our side than she does?
Because the tree's more on our side.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Then how can we get more acorns?
I wouldn't put it past Roy to get up in the middle of the night and shake a tree so that all of her old acorns would fall over my side.
Ben, that was the most absurd statement that has ever been made, and I should know.
Yes, Pop.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, baby darling. Will you do me a favor?
Oh, of course, dear. What is it?
I want you to give a message to that thing you call a husband.
Who is it, Ma?
It's Florrie. She wants me to give a message to that husband that she calls a thing.
Oh, she does she?
Florrie, Ben's here. Why don't you give him the message yourself?
Well, I'm afraid that's impossible. From now on, I'm making it a rule to speak only to human beings.
All right, Florrie, but I think it's silly. What do you want me to say?
Tell the old fathead to return my lawnmower.
All right, dear. Ben, Florrie wants the old fathead to return her lawnmower.
Tell the old crow she can come and get it herself.
Florrie, the old fathead says to tell the old crow to come and get it herself.
We'll see about that. Tell him if that lawnmower isn't back on my back porch in 5 minutes, I'll come and kick him in the teeth.
Ben, she said if her teeth aren't on the lawnmower in 5 minutes. She said she'll come and kick you on the back porch.
Give me that phone. Now listen, pillow hips.
What?
I'm not taking that sort of an insult from an old tree bat like you.
Don't you call me a tree bat, you old woodpecker.
Oh, I'm so glad you're speaking again.
And furthermore, Ben Lyon, I think you're a...
Trust a woman to have the last word.
Well, she's not having the last word about that tree. I'm going to get my yardstick and measure it.
Oh, Pop, I'd like to see you a moment.
Later, son. I want to finish measuring this tree. 36?
Look, why don't you put away that yardstick and have tea? If Aunt Florrie sees what you're doing, she'll only start another row.
Let her. I intend to prove this is her tree and make her pay for the rose bush it killed.
Uh-oh, she just came out of the back door. Pop, let's get out of here.
Why should I? I have a perfect right to check up and...
Check up on what? Oh, hi, Aunt Florrie. Ma sprayed the plants with DDT this morning, so Pop's just checking to see how many insects it killed.
Then what's he doing with that yardstick?
He wants to see if they died by inches.
Richard, what's wrong, dear?
Nothing, Ma.
I'm merely measuring this tree to prove whose side the garden's on.
Oh. Well, you don't need a yardstick. I can see it's on your side with my own eyes.
Pass your Aunt Florrie one of those cakes, huh?
Phoebe, I couldn't eat a thing. Arguing with that beast of a husband of yours has ruined my appetite.
Don't tell me those two are squabbling again.
Oh, hello, Jonathan, dear.
Hello, Mr. Smith. Hello.
Ben Lyon, you'd better be careful what you say from now on. You're not talking to a poor defenseless woman anymore.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means I've got a man behind me.
No kidding. I thought you were wearing a bustle.
Mr. Lyon, you shouldn't talk to Flora like that.
Then tell her to keep her big...
Cake, Mr. Smith?
No, thanks, Barbara. I'm dieting. It's my ambition to be as slim as Flora.
Mr. Smith, I've been meaning to ask you, why do you call Flory Flora?
Because Flora means a species of flower, and that's what she is to me. A lovely, exotic flower of womanhood.
This is the first time I've ever seen a flower with a built-in pot.
I don't like the way that you're...
Cake, Mr. Smith?
No, thanks.
Oh, go on, go on. There are three different kinds, and I made them all myself.
You did?
Yes. Go on, take your pick.
He won't need a pick. He'll need a pneumatic drill.
Thank you.
Well, I thought a little joke might brighten things up a bit.
I wish I had a pneumatic drill. I'd soon show that stupid tree of Flory's a thing or two.
Cake, Mr. Lyon? For the last time, I'm telling you it's your tree.
If you stand over here, you'll see what a ridiculous statement that is. See, it's way over on your side.
Get off my garden.
I'm not on it. I'm standing on my own property.
Your feet are up, but the rest of your property is on mine.
I'm going indoors, and I'll never speak to you again if I live to be 100.
Then I shan't have too long to wait.
Husband at the office today, was he still upset about Mrs. Wainwright?
Oh, he was worse than ever. And Mr. Smith has promised to bring Flory over tonight. If our husband only calmed down, we might be able to make him listen to reason.
That's what I thought. Now, be sure he drinks this tea.
Aggie, it'll be cold.
No, it won't. I just saw your husband drive up. And whatever you do, don't you drink any of it.
Hello, Skeeter, my boy.
Aggie, what did you put in that tea?
It won't touch him. It's only a mild sleeping tablet.
Oh, hello, honey.
Oh, hello, dear. Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, Aggie, did a Mr. Williams telephone me?
Aye.
Oh, I forgot to pour your tea.
Who's Mr. Williams?
Oh, the surveyor I'm engaging to measure our garden and Flory's frontage.
Ben, really?
Well, it's the only way I can prove to my stupid neighbor that stupid tree belongs to her. What did he say, Aggie?
Here's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
Now, drink it before it gets cold.
All right.
Mr. Williams said he got your message and he'd be over in the morning. That is, if you telephone him after dinner tonight.
But I told him I wanted it done as soon as possible.
Now, finish your tea.
Oh, all right. I'll telephone him after dinner.
Good. Then I'll away and put the vegetables on.
Say, this tea really hits the spot. I'm going to have another cup.
Oh, maybe you shouldn't have another one.
Oh, don't talk silly.
Oh, Aggie. Mrs. Lyon, you'll wake up in a more reasonable mood.
Mm.
Oh, you know, all of a sudden I feel a bit sleepy. I think I'll lie down and take a little nap.
Oh, hi, Pop. Taking a nap?
Richard, leave your father alone.
Oh, I just thought I'd let him know the oak is still standing.
I know.
Well, it's no thanks to you. Yesterday you nipped a bit off its root, then you threatened to use a pneumatic drill on it. If you're not careful, you'll turn all the trees in the neighborhood against you.
Oh, Richard, you talk about them as if they weren't human.
Well, an oak has a heart, you know.
Yes, if they were any more human, you might have been arrested for assault and battery.
Assault and battery. Assault and battery.
Oh, Pop, you better stand up. Your case is next.
What do you mean, Richard, how did we get here amongst all these trees?
Shh, keep your voice down. You're in the court of trees. You're on trial at the Old Bailey.
I am?
Yes, but don't worry. I'll help you all I can. They're going to call me as a witness for the defense.
Silence in court!
Who said that?
The big chestnut tree over there. He's the judge.
You mean the tree wearing that white twig on top?
Yes, he's very clever. They call him the Tree of Knowledge.
The court will now proceed with the next case. Benjamin Bethel Lyon, you are here to be tried on a criminal charge of assault and battery. However, since the plaintiff in this case is a royal oak, you shall be tried for high treason. How do you plead?
Not guilty, my lord.
I see. You are by profession a...
I am an actor.
You shall also be tried for perjury. Mr. Poplar, you are the prosecuting counsel.
Yes, my lord. And my learned friend on the right will represent the accused.
Indeed I will. Mr. Lyon, as counsel for the defense, may I say how delighted I am to represent you? It makes me very, very happy.
Pop, what kind of a tree is that?
A weeping willow.
He's going to be a fat lot of help.
Mr. Poplar, please proceed with the prosecution.
Thank you, my lord. Members of the jury, when the news of this human's behavior leaked out from behind the wooden curtain, it shocked the entire tree world. In fact, my cousin Ivy was so horrified, she climbed up the wall.
Pop, that poplar has got the jury in the palm of his twig.
Submit evidence which will prove beyond the shadow of a dream that yesterday at 11:05 a.m., this human attempted to sever the roots of a royal oak, better known to his friends as Oaky.
Pop, I can't understand how these trees found out so much about you.
They probably had me investigated by their special branch.
Proceed, Mr. Poplar.
Pardon, my lad. I'll answer it. I'm expecting a trunk call. Hello? Yes, this is Forest Tree Tree Tree. You did? Yes, splendid. Goodbye. Members of the jury, I have just received scientific evidence from the laboratory. Benjamin Lyon's fingerprints have been found on the handle of the axe he used. My lad, that concludes the case for the prosecution.
Members of the jury, I will now present the case for the defense.
Mr. Willer, I must ask you to refrain from crying like a sapling.
Here, take my handkerchief and wipe your foliage.
Thank you, Mr. Lyon. For my first witness, I propose to call the accused son. Will Richard Lyon please stand on his roots?
Of course, Mr. Willow.
Young man, it's customary among trees to show respect for age. You will address me as sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize you were older than I.
Oh, it's a natural mistake. Actually, I'm quite a young tree. I'm only 89.
And do you always call someone older than yourself, sir?
Oh, yes, sir.
Mr. Willer, will you please proceed with your questions?
Sorry, Lord Chestnut. Richard Lyon, in your opinion, has your father always treated Oaky with affection?
Yes, sir. I admit he lost his temper because it killed his rose tree. Aside from that, he's always been very kind to trees.
May I say something?
Of course, Oaky.
Richard, that's our oak tree.
I hold no grudge against this human for his momentary anger. In the past, he and his family have always treated me as a friend. I believe they realize how much we trees do for mankind.
Oh, yes. You protect us from the elements. You build our homes. Why, if it hadn't been for the Royal Oaks, there couldn't have been a Battle of Trafalgar.
That'll do. You proved your point.
My lord, I'm sure without me in their garden, the Lyon family would have been very sad.
We certainly would, Oaky. Even our little dog Skeeter would miss you.
He's never missed me yet.
Benjamin Bethel Lyon, I am sure your bark has been worse than your blight. So I have decided to dismiss the charges against you in the hope that you will turn over a new leaf. Case dismissed.
Thank you, Judge Chestnut.
Now that's quite all right. Remember, the 29th of May is Oak Apple Day. It'll please Oaky.
I'll remember, and I'll promise never to mistreat Oaky again. Never. 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 Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, do you feel all right?
I feel great. The case was dismissed.
Hey, Aggie, that sleeping tablet was too strong.
I'll make him some black coffee.
We headed to wake you up, Pop, but you were moaning in your sleeve.
I was, eh?
Daddy, there's a man out in the back garden walking around zippy on the place.
Maybe he does. Ben, have you paid the mortgage?
Of course. The surveyor probably decided to come a day earlier.
Oh, he's not a surveyor. He's from the borough council. He said our oak tree will have to come down.
What?
What do you mean?
He said as soon as he's finished checking it, he'll be in to see you.
Well, I'll be ready for him. Nobody's going to cut down Oaky.
Oaky?
Well, that's what his friends call him. And we're his friends, aren't we?
I thought you said you hated that tree.
I never said I hated it.
Good night, sir. You'll find Mr. Lyon in the living room.
That's probably the man I told you about.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Lyon. I'm from the borough council.
Ben, he's speaking to you.
Oh, yes. Say, I believe we met somewhere before.
Oh, lots of people say that to me. I've rather an ordinary face.
Well, it isn't your face, it's your voice. It sounds just like, never mind.
Ben, what on earth are you talking about?
Nothing, honey, it's just a coincidence. Now then, what's all this nonsense about our tree coming down?
I'm afraid it isn't nonsense. We've had a complaint from one of your neighbors. He claims your tree is cutting off his light.
I'd like to cut off his light.
Well, I know how you feel, but I'm afraid under the Ancient Lights Act, he has the power to have your tree removed.
Phoebe, I promised Jonathan I'd come over early, but I've been watching a man snooping around the old oak tree, and I thought that... Oh, there he is.
Good evening, madam.
Ben Lyon, are you hatching out some scheme with this man?
Pop has nothing to do with it.
A likely story.
It's true. This gentleman's from the borough council. He said the tree has to come down.
It'll come down over my dead body.
Well, that's some consolation.
Yes, Laurie, Daddy's on your side.
You're darn right I am. And my tree is staying right where it is.
You mean our tree, Ben, darling?
You're darn right, Florrie, dear. We'll fight this thing together.
Good. Sometimes I find justice intolerable. Well, I'd better be running along.
Just a moment. Who complained about this?
Oh, I'm not at liberty to divulge his name, but he lives in one of the flats in Oak Court.
But Oak Court is half a mile from here.
It is? How stupid of me. Well, I'd better be running along. Good night, everybody.
Oh, in just a minute. I'll see you out, Mr.
Don't bother. I'll slip out the back way.
You know, there was something very odd about that man.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, drink this coffee.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
Hey, look out the window. He's in the garden again.
Where?
Over there, looking up at our tree.
You know, Elsie, Mr. Lyon thinks a lot of you.
And I think a lot of him, Judge Chestnut.
Phoebe, did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Flora, you heard it, didn't you?
No, dear. I think you're imagining things.
I'm not so sure.
That was Life with the Lyons, with Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Doris Rogers, Wilfred Babbage, Ronald Wilson, Harry Taub, and Bob Block. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block and B.B. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.